And now I'm here with Raul Lopez, life coach and personal development speaker. How you doing, Raul?
I'm good. How you doing?
I appreciate you coming down. I look forward to sharing your story. What the heck is a life coach? What? Talk to me about what you do.
All right, life coach. I help people get past roadblocks in their lives. Some of us have really deep roadblocks that we don't know where they come from. Sometimes we don't even understand why we can't come to the next level, and I help people figure that out.
Yeah. Sounds like almost a little psychiatry in there a little bit.
Yeah, there is. You know, there's a lot of psychology involved in that. Absolutely. Okay.
So what kind of problems do people bring to you? You work with entrepreneurs. What kind of people do you work with?
You know, I was talking with actually one of my clients just the other day who has a master's in psychology, you know, and she's trying to figure out how to get started in this business, in life coaching. And with all her education, what we got more onto was her wisdom, her life wisdom, the things she's learned, the lessons that she's learned. And she just was stuck. Like I was saying, people, we get roadblocks. And she was stuck. She's like, I don't know what to do. I have my degree, but I moved out of state. And my license isn't here in this state. What do I do? And I said, well, your license may not transfer, but your wisdom does. Your wisdom transfers wherever you go. I said, so just get started. Get out there. Start talking to people. Share what you've learned in your life. Combine that with your degree. You're all good to go.
What about some of the most successful people? You see people that have a tremendous amount of success. They still have the same roadblocks as people that maybe are the up-and-comers.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people that have a lot of money are not happy. You know, we've discovered that money does. I mean, I've been fortunate enough in other businesses that I've created where I've done very well with them. And I remember, you know, having seven figures sitting in the bank, but also sitting at my desk all night, just not able to sleep, just not knowing what was wrong internally, like something's wrong. What's happening here? And it took me a lot of time with a psychiatrist and life coaches myself for me to come out of that and understand that there are things that happen to us in our youth, right? As we're raised, people say things to us, people do things to us that we carry subconsciously, and we don't even realize it. And when we carry those things, what we end up doing is called tripping. It's a psychological term. We trip ourselves. I remember when I discovered this, it was actually with my psychiatrist, and she said, you're tripping. And I looked at her like, I'm tripping. You're a psychologist. Yeah. What are you talking about, right? And she goes, no, it's a psychological term. You're tripping yourself. You get to a certain level of success, and you don't know what to do from there because you've never had it, or you have this roadblock. So you trip yourself, and you go 10 steps back, and then you have the energy
again. It's almost like self-destruction?
It's exactly self-destruction. And then we start fighting back to get to that point again, right? So then we feel like, okay, I'm having some success. I'm moving forward. Then we get to that block and we go, boom, we trip ourselves right back.
Do you think people just have doubts? Is that a big piece of the roadblock?
Limiting beliefs. It's definitely limiting beliefs. There's a few things there. It's limiting beliefs, and then there's also, I've never been past this level, so I don't know what to expect. And that's where a life coach comes in, because we can help you understand what's next and not just be in the blinds of, I don't know what to do after I get to this point. So I'm going to kind of just stop here and look around, or trip myself and go back a few feet. You bring somebody in as a coach, a mentor, a counsel, some form to help you get to the next level.
So you had some real success, but you're a comeback story.
Yeah.
Share your story with us.
Well, in short, I had a traumatic incident that happened to me when I was young. I was 7 years old, and I was just abruptly taken from my father. And I was very close with my father. You know, I always say he was like the sun and I was the earth, and I needed him to survive. We were so close. We were never apart. And one day I came home, and my mother, for good reason, my mother said, I didn't understand at the time, but she said, son, get in the car. We're going to go for a ride. And I said, okay. So I jumped in the car. It wasn't uncommon. I grew up in San Jose, California. And all our family lived around us. My grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, we all lived in the same area. So it was really common to take a ride. But this time we got in a plane and she flew me to Alaska, right? Never been on a plane before, big plane, like, ooh, this is cool. Got to Alaska, all this snow, fun. A day later, I go, hey, where's my dad? And she said something that just shocked me, that I had no comprehension that could even be possible. And at that age, I didn't know how to handle it. But she said, don't worry about your father. You're not going to see him anymore. And it was just like, I went from this young, loving child, like all children are, just joy and happiness and fun and playing, to this just, I was shocked. And it just changed my whole path of life. So that event stuck with me. And what I learned later on in life is that I felt sadness, I felt depression, I felt pain, I felt all these emotions that I didn't understand or know how to express, and I held on to them, right? Now, emotion, energy in motion. Emotions are energy, right? If you're watching a football game, if you guys are football fans and just finished watching the Super Bowl, yeah. When something happened you liked, yeah, you're right, you release that energy. when you're angry, right? You release, a lot of times we don't release the anger, but sometimes we will, we'll fight, we'll scream, we'll yell, we'll do these things. But more often when something negative happens to us, we hold it in. Oh, that guy made me so mad. It pissed me off. It's an energy that we're holding in. That energy creates a sickness in us, right? Because when those, these, all these different things that happen to us, these different emotions that we have, they trigger hormones in our brain. You know, whether it be happy hormones, sad hormones, whatever it is, if we hold in this energy, it can make us sick. So that's what happened to me when I was a kid, is I held in all these emotions. I had no idea how to express them. And it just took me on this wild path. By 9 years old, I was doing drugs.
Nine?
By 9 years old, I was doing drugs. At 13, I conceived my first child. At 14, I got incarcerated. So from there, I'd spend the majority of the next 10 years either on the streets in gangs or in prison. And I got out of San Quentin prison when I was 24 years old. And I thought, this is not life, right? Because now going into conditioning and the psychological side, I did think that was life for a while. Like, this is what it is. Because everybody that was in my circle was like, oh, yeah, man, I'm in the pen this many years. And they're bragging about all the stuff that they did. So I thought, okay, this is how you get respect. You know, you hurt people, you rob, you do all these crazy things. All going back to this youth, this kid who was abandoned at some point, right, who felt this abandonment, who felt this lostness, was living in a cloud, didn't know what to do, self-worth, didn't have any. So I went out to go get it. How do I feel significance in life, right? I'll tell you. You can gain significance in good ways and in bad ways, right? But if you have no self-worth and you're just lost living in this cloud, and then you go rob somebody and all of a sudden you're the most important thing to them in their life, they're just like, what's happening? You know, it's a source of significance. It's odd, but it is. It's like, okay, I feel good. This person's actually paying attention to me. If it's the only way you know how to get attention, you'll go do things like that without even realizing it.
But you changed. What did rock bottom look like?
Rock bottom for me was San Quentin prison. San Quentin is one of the oldest prisons. I think it is the oldest prison in California. Cell living, right? Bars, just like you would see in a movie. Laying there on my bunk, wondering, is this all that life is about? Listening to crazy stuff around me, five tears. It's just nonstop noise. Rats running in and out of my cell. And by that time, I'd had two kids, right? And I remember my son had written me a little postcard and had Garfield on it. And the guard came to deliver your mail, and he looks at it and he reads it, and then he looks at me and he hands it to me, and he says, "What are you doing here?" Right? That's all he said. It's like, "What are you doing here?" And it just like kind of hit me, and I looked at him, man, and I just said, "I don't know," you know. But I started to think about life, and this cannot be life. This has to be more than this. What's happening here? I mean, I have a million prison stories. I don't know if we have time for them, but there were some things that really hit me that I thought, this is not going to be my life, you know?
It sounds like thinking about those children and the responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, so you get out. Now you're helping others. You have this big event. You're doing events where you're helping people in mass. You're obviously doing it one-on-one as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this big thing you have going on here. Tag Talks Live.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
I love it. Okay, I love it.
Tag Talks Live. T-A-G. Tag Talks Live. Tag stands for transparency, acceptance, and growth. And how this all kind of came together is I started to share my story. Before the whole coaching term came out, I was a mentor for incarcerated youth, and I'd go into prisons for many years just kind of give back and helping these guys get to understand what I had learned. So transparency, acceptance, and growth, right? You accept the challenges we've lived. Instead of hiding all this stuff that I've done or, you know, been through in my life, I started sharing. I accepted it, and I started being transparent in my life and sharing it. And it helped me grow, but I also recognized it was helping other people grow, right? They're like, wow, I've lived that. You know, it may not be the exact life, but when you connect emotionally, I know how you feel, and they grow with that. So I really got passionate about thinking, you know, if I can share with these guys in groups, especially, and guys and gals, I just mean people in general, and they get a passion to share there and be transparent to themselves, and then they share, and then they share, and then they share. It's healing. It's healing for all of us. And I'm really passionate about helping people understand that roadblock that they have, that cloud of fog that they're living in, is not life. There's so much life beyond that. So I put on this big event. It's coming up next week. You're going to be there. It's going to be a great time.
I'm looking forward to it.
TagTalksLive.com is where you can pick up tickets. But it's Friday, February 15th. It's a full-day event. We've got some great speakers coming in. We've got Tom Bilyeu. He's the Impact Theory, founder of Quest Nutrition. Sold that company for $1 billion. And he's just on fire himself now to help people. He talks about two poverties. One is financial, but the other is poverty of the mind. So it's really in line with a lot of stuff that I teach. So I brought him on and a few other great speakers. Wow. It's going to be a great day.
Helping a lot of people. That's February 15th, TagTalksLive.com.
Yep.
You can sign up. You can come hang out with me. I think I was a throw-in. This guy sounds like a real rock star. I appreciate being invited, though. Yeah. Really honored to be a part of this. As we wind down your appearance here on the show, advice to that next one in line that's thinking, you know, I might want to do this entrepreneurial thing. Any advice? Yeah. Any thoughts?
Talking entrepreneurial, I've created a couple of businesses myself, and I'd say if you get an idea, you know, it came to you for a reason, and you know, you had asked earlier about whether it be nature or nurture.
Were you born that way?
Yeah, were you born that way?
Taught that?
You know, and for me personally, it came. I was taught that. I was raising it. My mother, talking about my mother, I mean, she raised me and my siblings by herself. You know, my mother's 4'9". She has very little education, but she built a pet grooming and supply business. You know, that's all she knew how to do. She started grooming dogs and stuff in high school, I think, and that's all she ever did. And we moved around on a regular basis. We were always moving in the Bay Area just for whatever reason. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of money. She didn't make millions of dollars at it. But she was able to support her kids, have a home, have food, and we had what we needed. And what I noticed without even realizing it until you get older, you look back. I've always say you can connect the dots looking back. It's hard to connect them looking forward. But you can look back and go, oh, yeah, I saw these things happening. But we would move around a lot, and she would just go find a building. She'd lease it, and she'd open up her business. So when it came to me and going, I want to create a business, it wasn't even like, oh, I'm worried about anything. I was like, you just go get a building, or you just start the business. And I just started doing it. So it's pretty cool. So for me, it was something that I think that it was kind of built in, taught as I grew up. Because I do work with some people who want to start businesses, whether it be a coaching business, a speaking business, or just business in general, because that's part of my practice also. And they just go, I don't know what to do. I don't even know how to get a business license. And I don't know how to do something like that. And, you know, I forget sometimes the stuff that we know, the stuff that we've become experts at, all of a sudden we think everybody knows it, right? Because it's common sense to us. But so many people don't, right? Just the basics of go down to the Capitol right here and get a license, yeah. You know?
Well, I think you inspired me to think back about the people who were good examples in my life. Yeah. And, you know, maybe it isn't how you're born. It's you think back to the people that inspired you along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
thank you for inspiring us today.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Ra Lopez, life coach, personal development speaker, TagTalksLive.com, February 15th. Come out and hang out.
That's right. Hey, one more thing. Remember, Haney Biz, discount code, you get 50% off the tickets.
Oh, wow. Come on now. All right. Sign up now, HaneyBiz.com. Thanks a lot, Ra.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.